happening now.
I am.
Addy's here. He's like, here, Moxter, let me show you how the buttons and knobs work.
I'm talking in the wrong mic, and then I don't turn the mic on that I'm talking to or talking into. I know. Everyone remembers their first day on radio. Anyway, my name is the Moxter. My name is actually Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mock. Today is, I don't even know what day it is. Oh, it's Friday. It is Friday, November 8th, 2024.
KIX Morning News Update. Mock's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors describe the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
Stop your good time dancing.
Yeah, you guessed it. You heard it. You were like, was that? Is that? Yeah. Eurythmics. With Sex Crime 1984. Pulled that off of a 12-inch of theirs from the library, the vinyl library that Addie was so good at, like, just playing a bunch of vinyl. And I got some vinyl. But originally came from the film soundtrack to the movie 1984. Guess when it came out? 1984. Hey, before that, Pet Shop Boys went back to 1985 for their disco album, played In the Night. Electro Lane from Axes gave us a Leonard Cohen cover of The Partisan. Heaven 17 from, I think that actually pulled off their debut around 1980. I don't know. I'd have to go look for it now. I'm getting lazy. I'm not going to.
You have the internet. You can figure that out. But Heaven 17 with their very first single, We Don't Need This Fascist Groove Thing. And Lou Reed. Lou Reed started off the entire set from the rock and roll soundtrack with My Name is Mock. Because indeed, my name is Paul. But it's a show called Viva La Mock. And it comes to you Friday nights. And occasional other times. But if it's November 8th of 2024, it's a live show. It is Friday evening. I am happy to be here for you. I've got this huge list of songs. In fact, I was thinking for the show tonight, I'm just going to go through this list of songs, or most of them. There's a couple I've scratched off already. I'm like, yeah, maybe not tonight. And then when I'm done with the songs, I'll just be done with my show. So it's a competition. Do I have enough songs for 4 hours? And beyond, I won't go beyond. So 4 hours is still the limit. So at 1 a.m., I will end the show. But if I run out of songs that I've pulled to play at like 12:15, then I'll just end the show then. See, it's going to be fun. It is. Trust me. Just trust me. So this is, if you have not remembered or figured out, this is the very first show of the Viva La Mock after an election. There's one song. I don't care, and I say this every time. I don't care who won the election and what election it was. It could have been for the mayor. It could have been whatever. We just had a really big election. I don't know if you noticed any ads or knew about this election. We had this a couple days ago. But there's one song I always play my first show after an election. It's a Fun Boy 3 song. This one's covered by the Gothies because the lunatics have taken over the asylum.
sit at my table and wage war on myself. It seems like it's all for nothing. I know the barricades and I know the mortar in the wall breaks. I recognize the weapons, use them. Understanding of my finest defenses. I proclaim claims are left unstated. I demand a rematch. I decree a stalemate. I divine my deeper motives. I recognize the weapons. I practice them well. I fitted them myself.
from 2014, the Motivational Jumpsuit album. Guided by Voices, wrapping up that set of music. Vote for me, dummy. Before the GBV, played some Pavement. Went back to Right in the Corners for Embassy Row. X in there from 1983's More Fun in the New World album gave us I Must Not Think Bad Thoughts. Played some R.E.M. with World Leader Pretend in that set of music and start off the entire set with the Gothies, Pittsburgh's own Gothies, doing their version of the Funboy 3's The Lunatics Have Taken Over the Asylum. Hey, this lunatic has taken over the radio, at least for a few hours. This lunatic, that's me. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock. I do want to remind you, for people with Alzheimer's disease or dementia, the loss of driving can actually signal a loss of independence. But it's more important not to ignore the risks associated with driving. Now, the American Academy of Neurology has issued a new guideline to help determine when people with Alzheimer's or dementia should stop driving. Now, the guideline advises caregivers to watch for warning signs, which include crashes, traffic tickets, avoiding driving at night or in the rain, maybe an aggressive or an impulsive personality, which is weird because I think I have all of that, and now I'm concerned. But anyway, while these examples may help assess whether this loved one with even mild dementia is unable to drive, a doctor should be consulted because, you know what? They're the doctor. Caregivers should also be aware of the driving laws in your state. To learn more about driving risk with dementia or to find a neurologist near you, visit the American Academy of Neurology's website for patients and caregivers at AAN.com. That is AAN.com. Yeah, we're cooking along. Cooking with some Crisco on this episode of the Viva La Mock radio program. You know, on Thursdays at 6 o'clock, you should take your cassette deck out and put in a tape and just hit record, because you are going to get lost in a mix of tunes ranging from all kinds of genres and sounds on a program called The Mix. Again, that's Thursdays from 6 to 7 right here on WRCT. And don't forget about Joe's Garage. Yeah, pull up and put it in park with Joe's Garage. It's Monday nights at 7 p.m. You can shift into gear as Joe dusts off the vinyl and he rewinds the tapes and he polishes up those CDs. He plays the best and some forgotten tracks from some legendary artists. And he plays some new releases from rising stars, from punk to funk, reggae to rock. Get your motor running at Joe's Garage, Monday nights at 7 p.m. here on WRCT. If you need to reach me, you can drop me an email, wrctrequest@gmail.com. You can see my playlist online at wrct.org. Click on the schedule, find Viva La Mock, or if it's live, if it's the 8th of November of 2024, if you just go to wrct.org, up in the upper right corner, it'll tell you what I'm currently playing, and you can click on the playlist right there. And then, just in case if you have questions, in case I have questions, I always have questions. I never know what's going on, but I seem to fool you each and every week. You think I have a system. I don't.
sometimes it seems that way.
You can't ignore the beauty of the things that you love. Like you can't stand the hatred in your eyes. We'll be right back. button is a rhyme with petition. Must look like a dork.